We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Nick Kostos, You Better You Bet on the Odyssey app. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. I did not see who you took last night, but I saw you Twitter bashing Nick Sirianni. So did you take the Bucks last night? Or the Eagles?
No, thankfully. That would have been the more painful beat. I had the over, though, which is like, can I bend for a second?
Yeah, I love it.
So, like, you know, what we always say on You Better You Bet, and for people that, like, just started betting, and, like, you think that, like, oh, like, loser, like, you lost your pick, like, you don't know what you're doing. It's like, life is just as becomes, like, when you do this, like, what we do for a living, and, like, if you bet on sports, like, a good amount. It's just like one big series of endless bets, right? So the beat just rolls on.
Yeah.
Like, we got bets today. Gonna have bets, a lot of bets on Saturday, college football tomorrow, obviously NFL Sunday. So it's like, gotta like compartmentalize this stuff and put it away. I am an event. I'll complain a little bit here. So last night, I have the over in the game, which is like, it's just inexplicable that this game doesn't go over the total. And like, the situation required at the end of the game last night, Bar, I don't know if you like watched like the very end, because I feel like it, like non-gamblers would never watch the game like this. Like the specific series of events that needed to happen for the Buccaneers to be able to kneel the clock out without kicking a field goal at the end of the game to get this over the total is just absolutely insane. They needed to get a first down without scoring a touchdown leading up to the 2-minute warning. It was the only scenario where like the game goes under the total. Cam Brate gets a second down pass down to like to make it like 3.5 yards, and it's just like we lose because of that. Like we lose, like and half more yard we win, 2 more yards back we win. That exact scenario happening, we lose. And this follows up last week on Thursday Night Football, where the Rams picked off Geno Smith with 2:02 left, 2 more seconds there, and we win our Seahawks teasers that we had tied up to other things. The Rams end up kicking a 47-yard field goal because the way timing works out to win by 9 at +8.5. It's just like back-to-back Thursdays where it's like, how does this happen? Like the statistical probability of both of these things happening in back-to-back weeks is just insane. So, yeah, I'm very annoyed to lose that the way I lost it last night. I did have the Dodgers last night, though, so it wasn't all bad. But, yeah, I was pretty frustrated by that football game. And if you have the Bucs, I mean, the Tampa dominated that game, doubled the Eagles in yards, and Philly somehow covers because of a 2-point conversion at the end of the game. Like, that is – that's even worse than my over bet. So, yeah, that's a rough one last night. Definitely, you either had a lucky win or a brutal loss. And I get lucky wins sometimes, and that's fine. And I'm just calling it like it is, though. That's a lucky win on the other side, and I wish it had been me. God bless.
I'd like to vent, too, because, you know, a few years ago, gambling was still kind of taboo. Now it's everywhere. The NFL's putting, you know, there's Patton Oswalt, I think, is in these Caesars commercials that run every 2 minutes, and you know, BetMGM's all over the place, Bet Rivers, everybody knows all these places. But yet, Joe Buck still last night is like, well, this drive matters to some. But we know why. It's not a secret anymore. Just say, hey, yeah, this drive matters because the spread's 7, and if the Eagles, you know, don't hold, why are we still keeping it a secret like we're Al Michaels in 1996?
Yeah, you're right. My bigger problem with the Fox broadcast team is that I have a new rule. If Troy Aikman says on the air that he disagrees with like a coach's decision, it is 100% the right decision. Like this guy is like, he goes like, he'll say something like, I understand the math or I understand the analytics, but which would be like me saying like, I understand theoretical physics. Like I don't, he doesn't know what he's talking about. He is wrong 100%. Well, I don't know about this decision. Well, then you know the coach is making the right call. Like Arians going forward and forth. Well, I would punt and pin him deep. It's like, or their offense stinks. You have Tom Brady and like an unbelievable like fleet of weapons here. Why wouldn't you go for it? Like, of course you go for it. Or like Sirianni going for 2, which is actually smart there. Oh, I don't know about this one, Joe. Like, or Troy, or like you don't understand. You just don't get it, man. I'm salty this morning, man. I'm pissed off about how this went last night.
Troy Aikman's one of those guys that I have no reason, like, he's dumb and you know, whatever, and he used to kill the Packers in the 90s. He's one of these guys.
I'm a Giants fan. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, but I like him. I have no reason to like Troy, but I like him. Just like I have no reason to like Urban Meyer, but I can't get enough of the dude. I love Herb. I liked him on the Fox broadcast.
Urban provides you good content.
Ah, Herb's the best. Talk to me about that game, because that game I'm going to be getting up for at 8:30. Jacksonville is taking on Miami in London, and I kind of feel like I want to take Jacksonville there. Miami, I have them as a 3-point favorite.
Well, I think you're not alone, Bart, because this number got bet out immediately on Sunday, the Dolphins over 3, 3.5 or 4. I'm pretty surprised at the news here in terms of like the market, that it's come back down to 3, especially with Tua Tagovailoa likely to start for Miami, activated to return from injured reserve, and Jacoby Brissett not 100% healthy. So it does look like we'll see Tua coming up on Sunday here. But the Dolphins do have issues in their secondary right now with both Xavien Howard and Byron Jones, both not 100% here. So the numbers come back down to 3. I'm willing to be wrong here, as I am with all things in life, because it's just an acceptance of what is. I think the number's wrong. Like, I don't think the number can be 3 on a neutral here with Miami and Jacksonville. Like, I do think Miami's better, especially with Tua back. So I like the Dolphins -3 here. I guess kind of the thought is people have, like, that Jacksonville's going to be able to score and, like, Miami's offense going to continue to struggle. I think something else to take into account, Urban Meyer, you know, has been brutal this year, obviously, for many different reasons. This is, like, his first time taking a team to London. Like, Flores has done this before. I think that that's something that, like, can't be overstated, right? Like, difference there that, like, Flores knows what he's doing in terms of, like, the London trip. Like, Urban may be going, old Urb may be going out to, like, a pub in Dorchester on Saturday night, you know, to see some fine lasses in England, right? Who the hell knows what this guy's going to be up to here? So Dolphins are nothing for me. It's not one of my favorite plays of the week, but I can never bet Jacksonville +3. Like, if you want to talk to me about +3.5, maybe we can get there, but 3, like, it's Dolphins or nothing.
Packers, Bears, 5.5. I have the line, 44 for the over-under, which is interesting. Bears don't put up a lot of points. Aaron Rodgers against the Packers is really, or against the Bears. I will someday have to say Aaron Rodgers against the Packers. But Aaron Rodgers against the Bears, to me, that's as much as the breakdown as I need. I like the Packers. I'd take them with the 5.5.
Yep, I laid the Packers -4.5. I agree. But look at the Bears' defense. It's been good the last couple of weeks, but, I mean, we have to consider competition, right? When the one, like, elite passing offense they face, and, like, I know Burrow is kind of like people love Joe Burrow. That's, like, week 2 of the season. He's still being eased back from the ACL. Like, Burrow's, like, just now starting to, like, really shake off the rust and, like, and starting to throw the ball a lot more. They're starting to show more trust in him. Even in, like, the Browns game, like, Baker, if you think Baker's good, they didn't have to throw the ball at all in that game because of the historically poor offensive performance by Chicago. Like, Matthew Stafford was, like, the one, like, you know, really good quarterback and, like, a really good passing offense that the Bears faced. That was back in week 1, and he absolutely tore him apart. So I'm kind of expecting the same from Aaron Rodgers here. I think the number's short. I think the number should be, like, 6, 6.5, honestly, in this game. So anything under 6, I feel like, is a play for the Packers. So I'm with you, Packers -5.5. And if I had to do something with the total, I think I'd actually bet the over here, where I think the Bears clearly, like, want to play conservative. We've seen that in Fields' 3 starts, 20, 20, and 17 pass attempts. They don't want to throw the ball. Like, they want to, like, they're treating, whether it's right, wrong, or indifferent, they're handling this offense in Fields right now with kid gloves. But what happens when the Packers get out to a lead in this game? Like, you're not going to be able to do that. They're going to have to ramp this up here. And, you know, I've got some faith in Fields watching him collegiately, right? I think he can kind of get it done throwing it down the field here. So I do think we'll be able to get this game over the total. It's not, like, as strong a bet for me as the side is with the Packers. But I do like Green Bay quite a bit. I think the Packers win and the Packers cover.
The Cardinals and Browns is a game that interests me. The Browns are at home, and they're 3.5-point favorites or so against the Cardinals, the lone undefeated team. Is Mercury Morris alive? Do you know?
Yeah, Merck's alive for sure.
Oh, I thought he died.
I don't think so. I think, like, we would know that, like, Mercury Morris died.
Yeah, I don't know. We only talk about him when somebody wins or loses their
last.
What a
gig he's got, man.
Yeah, he wasn't even, like, the 9th best person on that team.
Well, yo, actually, yo, Mercury was pretty, like, 72, maybe not so much, but, like, 73, it was, like, him and Zonkin, like, a running back by committee. So, like, Merck was actually good in the 72 team.
He was
so
no
much.
Jake Scott at safety.
Yeah, well, Jake Scott, of course, the Super Bowl MVP in Super Bowl 7 when they beat the Washington 14-7.
Yeah, look at us.
Go undefeated.
Look at us talking about Jake Scott today. Didn't think you'd do that. Browns, 3.5-point favorite. What do you like there?
We really need to wait to see what the injury report's going to look like today for both these teams. It looks like Cleveland, for the first time this year, really is going to have like an injury advantage over their opponent. Arizona dealing with COVID potentially on their coaching staff. Kyler Murray's been limited in practice this week with a shoulder injury. They're going to be playing without star center Rodney Hudson, Arizona will, who's been arguably like the best offensive lineman in football this year, like regardless of position. He's been an absolute beast. DeAndre Hopkins hasn't practiced yet, but they're calling it a non-COVID related illness. So we'll see about DeAndre Hopkins. So I think this kind of sets up in like kind of problematic. Marco Wilson's not practicing. Byron Murphy's questionable. Those are two quarterbacks. Chandler Jones is on the COVID list, the COVID injured list. So, I mean, they're dealing with tons of injuries right now. The Arizona Cardinals are. And for Cleveland, like, we got to make sure that a lot of these players are going to play for the Cleveland Browns. Like, Nick Chubb didn't practice yesterday with a calf injury. He's questionable. The starting center didn't practice yesterday. Kareem Hunt didn't practice yesterday. Miles Garrett's practicing in a limited fashion. Like, these are big names right now for Cleveland. So, if Cleveland comes back with a clean injury report, like Greedy Williams, like it's wild how many players that both these teams have on the injury report. If Cleveland comes back with a relatively clean bill of health today after practice, I do think like the on-field handicap sets up for Cleveland to just mash Arizona's defense on the ground. Like that's the weakness of this Arizona defense. It's the strength of the Cleveland offense here. If Kyler's not 100%, Browns -3 becomes a play for me. I think this number's hovering around 3.5. So maybe wait to see if a 3 pops. I don't think we can bet Arizona with all this news here. So, again, don't bet this now. Let's see what the injury report looks like this afternoon. If it's clean for Cleveland, so, like, you know, just go to, like, one of these. If you're out there listening being like, oh, how do I find the injury report? Just, like, find, like, one of the beat reporters. They all tweet the injury report out in, like, synchronized fashion. It's like an Olympic sport. It'll happen this afternoon. And if these guys are going to play, I would only bet Cleveland. I don't think I would ever bet Arizona.
Anything else you really like this weekend? I like the Packers we talked about. I think Mahomes and the Chiefs going into Washington and destroying them is a pretty good bet, too. Anything else you like?
Yeah, I've been saying all week, and like, just get this before it hits 3 if you like it. I like the Vikings. I know Packers fans don't like to hear that, but you know, Carolina opened as a small favorite against Minnesota, and it's like, well, that's wrong. And now Minnesota's like out to like -2, which is right. I don't think this number is going to hit 3, but there's a possibility it will. And you obviously don't want to bet Vikings -3. You want to bet Vikings -3. So if you out there like me just think the Vikings are better than Carolina, the real Sam Darnold has stood up and I'd like for him to sit back down. So if you like Vikings like I do, I just think they're better. I would bet them now. I would not wait. I would bet Minnesota now just to make sure this number does not hit 3. Chargers and the Ravens is a fascinating game. Ravens have come off 3 down to -2.5. I think that move is right. I think at 3, I like the Chargers. But I'm interested in the total of this game. Now, I bet it on Monday, so I've got a better number here, which is why you need to listen to You Better You Bet during the week, because we talk about these games all week at good numbers. I like the over. I think people kind of feel like, oh, well, Chargers have a bad run defense. Baltimore's going to run all over them. It's like, or Baltimore's run game is broken right now. Latavius Murray is a corpse. Devontae Freeman basically is like Lazarus here, basically like the rock rolled out and Devontae Freeman like rose from the dead. He's horrendous, brute like a zombie. Tyson Williams has been phased out of this offense. I think it's going to be on Lamar to throw the football here. And guess what? He's been awesome at it. So I think both offenses are going to have a lot of success this weekend. I like the over with the Ravens and the Chargers. I like the Patriots a lot. I need to get over 3. I feel like this number is going to close at 3. So it opened at like 2.5 for the Cowboys. This is Dallas at New England. Shot up to 4. That's not right. And now it's coming back down, and I do think this is going to come back down to 3. So it's cool if people disagree. Dallas can obviously cover the game. I just feel like this is going to be a bit of a lower scoring game. I like the under as well, where I think Dallas is going to ground and pound here. I think that's their MO. That's what they want to do. And the Patriots will do the same. So if you like New England like I do, I would bet it now. Do not wait till this comes down to 3. You want to get a number over 3. Also like the under there. And I got like a super narrative play here, which is like not based on anything other than like my own thought.
Well, I love narrative plays.
This is Nikki narrative right here for you, baby. I think the Raiders are going to come out galvanized this week in the wake of the John Gruden resignation. Like I think Denver's better than the Raiders. I don't know that this number should be above 3. With Judy and Hamler out and like Denver being like the walking wounded right now. So Raiders at anything above 3 is a bet for me. More of a gut feeling as opposed to an on-field handicap. So you, the person out there listening, if you're like, well, that sounds stupid, Nick, like you know, they're going to suck because Gruden's not there. You could be right. I'm not inside these players' heads. I don't know. Just a feeling that I have combined with like a number play where I don't think Denver should be 3.5 in this game leads me to a play on the Raiders here. So that is a personal play for me. Raiders at anything above a field goal. Pride and poise, commitment to excellence, fire the coach, just cover, baby.
One more before we're not going to talk to you till next week after the Bucks take on the Nets. The Nets obviously do not have Kyrie for who knows how long, maybe forever. How much does that change the Eastern Conference with no Kyrie on the Nets? Are the Bucks back as the favorite?
I don't think so. I think it makes it more likely that Milwaukee could beat Brooklyn in a playoff series. But as far as like the win total goes, so Brooklyn's win total, I believe, and I haven't looked today, I doubt that it's changed. It's about 56.5. I like that if Kyrie plays. I also think it goes over if Kyrie doesn't play. Like, they still have Durant. They still have James Harden. Like, the rest of the roster is still good. They're going to get a buyout guy. Like, you know that's going to happen with Brooklyn this season. So I would not be, like, bearish on the Nets just because Kyrie is not going to be there potentially. Like, I still think that Brooklyn's going to win, like, 57 to 60 games this season, maybe more than that. I still think they're going to be awesome in the regular season. Like I said, I do think it makes it more likely that Milwaukee or another team could beat Brooklyn in a playoff series. But as far as the regular season goes, I feel like it's still Brooklyn's path to the one seed.
We will talk to you on Wednesday. Nick, appreciate your time as always. Good luck on your bets. Minimum sweats, I believe you say.
Yeah, you know, minimum sweats, winning bets, and all that jazz, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, I'll talk to you.
Nick Kostos. Check out all the lines, BetRivers.net, and you can find him, You Better You Bet, part of the Odyssey app.
An Odyssey station.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.